Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Come before him, give thanks to him, and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I've heard a bunch of stories, or I might have seen in movies, but I think it's real. I think people might have a traumatic experience, and something happens, and they'll say, God, why would you let that happen? Are you a good person? Because maybe that relative died. But I heard a thing, it says Romans 8:32, it says, since God didn't even spare his own son, why wouldn't he give us everything else? And I think that's true, because a child to a parent probably means everything to them. But he gave it up because he loves us more than anything else in the world. So remember, God always has a plan for you and everyone around you. So love him and know that you can pray to him. And with that, let's have a great service. Thank all of y'all, and God bless.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
We are going to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ today. And when I say Jesus is risen, the response will be, he is risen indeed. Ready? Jesus is risen.
He
is
risen indeed.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen indeed. Death is strong, but life is stronger. Darkness is strong, but light is stronger. Evil is strong, but righteousness prevails. Resurrection has won victory over death. Grace has overcome guilt and sin. Love won victory over hatred and evil. Jesus is risen. Welcome to this worship service today. We have a combined worship service today with the Hispanic ministry. Pastor Nelson will be preaching today, and his daughter Arlette will be translating it. So we'll have a combined mixture of service in Hispanic and in Spanish and in English. I'm going to briefly go over the announcements, not all of them. You can go through them all. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of the church and the participation of your of this ministry here. And I welcome all of you, especially from the Spanish group, also here to this service. Next week, we'll have our luncheon after service. The last Sunday of the month, we celebrate our blessings of the month, our anniversaries and birthdays and any other graduations. Any blessings that we celebrate for the month. Reverend Tim Owens, the pastor, supply pastor for our church, will be joining with his wife next Sunday also, and he will be filling in the next couple of Sundays when I will be on vacation, and also some other Sundays while I'm here, so we can get to know them as people, and eventually, hopefully, they will join the church, and we can have a supply pastor for our church. So that is our hope, and let us pray for that. Those are the quick announcements that I have. Anybody have anything to add? Thank you all for joining, Dean, Victoria, and you all.
We are welcome. DJ and Rebecca joined her back today. They're sitting in the choir. They sang with us years ago for a long time with this choir. So we're glad to have them back here today.
Amen.
Amen.
And Carol is very happy to have her favorite son here today up on the front row.
Favorite child.
Favorite child.
And four of the old rugged cross.
Oh, my dear, you are awake.
As you remain standing, please look at the screen and we will read the affirmation of our faith, the Nicene Creed. Let us affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank You for this opportunity that You have given us to gather here in this church and also online to worship You. As Your children, we come before You, Lord, with full of gratitude and thanksgiving in our heart, not only for the manifold blessings that You shower upon us every day, not only because You are keeping us safe through these days every day, more and ever more because of Jesus Christ, who came to this world to die for us so that we can have eternity to share with You. Almighty God, who through Your Son Jesus Christ overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, the resurrection of Your Son has given us new life and renewed hope. We thank You for the gift of salvation. And may the service of word and praise to the glory of the Father we do here today bring honor to Your name and blessing to Your people. Loving God, help us to worship You in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven who adore You. We thank You for all the worship services that are happening here in this community and around the world. Let Your name be lifted up and Your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
He replied, "I love you."
I should have suffered and died. It's about the day Jesus was crucified. He defeated death and hell. His perfect love will always prevail. The King has resurrected. Forever and always, all glory to him. Forever exalted, forever worthy, he is alive.
Tell him, I said, let it all hang out here. I wouldn't get the
victoria.
for that beautiful song. It's our prayer time now. As a church, we share our prayers of blessings together and give thanks to God together. And also we share our prayers of burdens and concerns and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. We trust in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. And that's what is better than our time and our will. So let us bring our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God, and also share our prayers of concerns so that we can lift them up to the throne of grace of God. If you turn with me to the last page of the bulletin, there are some boxes listed there with our regular prayer requests. Please use this as a prayer marker for your regular prayer, daily prayers. Please keep these items and these people in your prayers. Particularly pray for Thomas John, George Richard Jones, Sean Amy Conway, and the family of Wes, who passed away. Also, remember the earthquake victims of Southeast Asia. Continue to remember Jean McBrayer, Grace Haynes, Harry Basil, Carol Clements for their healing and God's peace to be with them and their families during this time of their sickness. Let us pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks, trash workers, many, many others, farmers, laborers, construction workers, many, many people who work behind the scenes for us every day. Let us pray that God will keep them safe and pray for their family's safety. Let us pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, vice president, governors, mayors, many, many others who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. That God will give them the wisdom. They will fear God when they make decisions that will bring good to the people and to our country. Let us pray for world leaders also, as they make decisions, that they will fear God and make decisions that will bring peace to this world. Let us also pray for our church and all the churches in this community and the pastors and the church at large around the world, missionaries and pastors and ministers who work around the world. Let us remember them in our prayers. And also let us lift our church up to the grace of God, that God will give us the guidance every day as we look forward to the future to serve this community to whatever way He wants us to serve. Those are the regular prayer requests that I have. Anybody have any special call-outs? If there are no special call-outs or prayers, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer. And then I'll close with a closing prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things that you need will be given to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." Gracious and merciful God, we come before you as your children. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us, O God. Even when we are not worthy of your blessings, you continue to keep us safe and giving us all the things that we need. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. We come before you with our burdens also, O God. Many of us are broken in many different ways, anxious and worried about our sicknesses and our burdens. But scripture says even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are lonely, you are our friend. When we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort, O God, and peace. You are the source of all true healing. And we bring before you and lift up those who need healing in their bodies, especially the ones that we remember here today, Lord. We pray for Thomas John, who is recovering from his kidney transplant. Thank you for your continued healing upon him. Bless him with your grace and peace every day and his family. We pray for George Richard Jones, who is out of ICU and back home. I pray for him and his family for his continued healing. We pray for Sean and Amy Conway. We pray for Jean McBrayer and Grace Haynes, Harry Basil, Carol Clemens. And we pray for the family of Wes, Tiffany and her family. We pray for your peace to be with them during this time of their grief. We remember all of our service workers at this time, Lord, our police, military, fire, and many, many others who serve us on a daily basis. Bless them with your grace. We pray for your safety for them and their families, Lord. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders, the Congress, and many others who make decisions, that they will be guided by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, that they will fear God. We pray for the world leaders also, that they will also fear God when they make decisions that will bring peace to this world. We pray for our church, and we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us in this community to be here in this time of history, to be your witness. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the opportunities that you give us, to use them for the glory of your name and the blessing of the people who are needy in this community, Lord. And we pray for all the churches around us and the pastors, and we pray for the church at large around the world. Bless all of us, Lord, as we witness for your kingdom together, and empower us with your Holy Spirit. We thank you again for your presence in our midst today, Lord, as we come before your word and open our hearts so that we can listen to your word and obey your word and become a blessing not only for us, but also a source of blessing to this world. May the singing and the prayers and the meditation of the word and everything that we do here today bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Jesus said, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured out into your lap. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything from your open hand. Oh God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Loving God, we thank you for all of those who were able to give today, and also we pray for those who could not give today. Bless all of them in your love, oh God, to help us to use this offertory to share your love in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
They all walked away. They had nothing to say. They had just lost their dearest friend. The hammer, the nail. Mary witnessed this. She saw it happening. She knew it was true. But deep in her heart, she knew that one day her son would rise again. And then came the morning.
With nothing to say,
That is Gene McGrayer's all-time favorite song. Gene, that was for you.
The scripture reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. It is also on the screen if you want to follow that. If you are able, please stand for the reading. Dean will be reading from the New International Version.
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month be for you the first month. The first month of your year, tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household." Sorry about that. "One for each household. If the household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with each person to eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males, without defect. You may take them from sheep or goats. Take care of them till the 14th day of the month, and then all members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they will take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the house where the lambs are to be eaten. That same night, the meat is roasted over a fire along with and eaten along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over fire with the head and legs and internal organs. Do not leave any of it until morning. If some is left until morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it, with the cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And we forgot to welcome Dean and Tori today. Dean from the Marine Corps and Tori from college.
Please be seated. The sermon today is Jesus is the Passover, and Pastor Nelson will be preaching in Spanish, and Arlette will be translating that in English. So let us be prayerfully looking forward to the message that we are about to hear.
Qué bendición, gusto mirarlos en esta mañana.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to see every one of you.
Es un día muy especial.
It's a very special day.
Es el día de que conmemoramos el que Cristo resucitó.
It is the day which we remember, the day that Jesus Christ resurrected.
Y le quiero hablar en esta mañana, en estos breves minutos, Cristo es nuestra Pascua.
And I want to just take a few minutes to speak and speak about how Jesus Christ is our Passover.
En el texto que leímos,
in the text that we just read,
nos recuerda,
it reminds us,
que Cristo es nuestra Pascua.
That Jesus Christ is our Passover.
Los judíos ahorita ellos están celebrando su Pascua.
The Jews, right now, they are celebrating their Passover.
Pero están celebrando a un Dios que les dio victoria cuando salieron de Egipto.
But they are celebrating a Jesus that took them out of Egypt.
Pero nosotros estamos celebrando a un Cristo resucitado.
But we are celebrating a Jesus Christ that has resurrected.
Y él es nuestra Pascua, dice allá en Primera de Corintios.
In First of Corinthians.
Capítulo 5, versículo 7. Dice el apóstol Pablo, léelo ahí.
Primera de Corintios.
5, 7.
First of Corinthians 5:7, it says, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us."
Cristo es nuestra Pascua.
Jesus Christ is our Passover.
Debemos recordar que nuestra Pascua ya fue sacrificada.
We must remember that our Passover has already been crucified.
Dios le dio instrucciones al pueblo de Israel allá antes de salir de Egipto.
God left his people already instructions before he took them out of Egypt.
¿Cómo deberían de tomar el cordero?
How they should be taken with the lamb.
El cordero tenía que ser de un año.
The lamb must be 1 year old.
Sin defecto.
Without defect.
El cordero tenía que ser sin defecto. Tenía que el cordero ser degollado.
The lamb must be given, must be less than 1 year old.
Y tomar su sangre.
Defect, and take his blood.
Y rociarle en los dinteles y en las puertas de la casa.
And place it around the door.
Para que cuando llegara el ángel de la muerte no entrara en esa casa.
So when the angel of death arrived, it would not enter.
Y eso nos tiene que dar un gozo a nosotros, ¿verdad? Que no, esa sangre ya fue derramada por ti, por mí.
And we must be happy, we must be content that that blood was already shed
cuando
for
el,
you and I.
Cuando el ángel de la muerte pasa por esas casas
when
y
the angel
mira,
of death,
mira la sangre,
sees the blood already on
él, él pasa por esas puertas y no entra.
He passed by the door but did not enter.
Dice esa palabra cuando pasa quiere decir pass over.
It's that word that means pass over means that he passed on. That literally is what it's saying. It passed over,
pass over.
Or passed through or passed by the door.
Ahora, verdad, tenemos que entender que Jesucristo nos libró a nosotros y no solo nos libró de muchas cosas, ¿verdad? Sino nos libró de la muerte, nos libró del infierno.
We have to remember that not only did Jesus Christ die for us in order to free us and to give us eternal life, but he literally shed his blood to be able to have eternal life.
¿Verdad? Tenemos que mirar algunas cosas. Cuando esto sucedió allí en Egipto, Dios hizo un pacto con ellos.
When this happened in Egypt, God made a pact with them.
Ahora tú también tenemos un pacto con Dios.
Now you and I both have to make a pact
por
with
medio
God
de Cristo Jesús.
Jesus Christ.
¿Verdad? Y dice la palabra de Dios en Deuteronomio capítulo 16, Deuteronomio 16:6 dice la palabra de Dios.
Now and in the scripture, sorry, I'm trying to get it. 16:6.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, but at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt.
Ahora, ¿verdad? Cuando el pueblo de Israel dice, comieres con ella el pan leudado 7 días, comerás con ellas pan sin levadura, pan de aflicción comerás, porque a prisa saliréis de la tierra de Egipto para que todos los días de tu vida te acuerdes del día en que saliste. Ahora, ¿verdad? Lo que aquí está hablando es que usted y yo tenemos que recordar, no solo este día, todos los días tenemos que recordar que Cristo murió y resucitó. Todos los días tenemos que recordar la Pascua.
Now this, in the scripture it says that not only today must we remember the Passover, but every day.
Todos
every
los días.
Day we must remember his passing.
Ahora, Jesucristo, en la Pascua que miramos allá en el libro de Éxodo y la Pascua que celebramos ahorita están conectadas las dos.
Now the Passover that we see in Exodus and now the Passover that we see that we have just read is just a remembrance.
Están conectadas.
And they are connected.
La Pascua que ellos hicieron allá en Egipto la comieron en la tarde.
They ate it at night.
Esa es la hora en que Jesucristo fue crucificado.
Which was the hour which Jesus was crucified.
Entre las 3 y las 6 de la tarde.
Between 3 and 6 in the afternoon.
Entonces la Pascua de Cristo, que es nuestra Pascua, y la pausa la Pascua de los israelitas están conectadas.
Now the Passover which was done in Egypt and now the Passover that we have, they are connected.
Es la misma.
It's the same one.
Es the same, es la misma. Ahora tenemos que recordar que Jesucristo, a esa hora que Jesucristo muere, ¿verdad? Es la misma hora que los israelitas también celebraban la Pascua a esa misma hora.
And we must remember, since they are connected, it's the same time that Jesus Christ
en
was
Marcos,
crucified. In
Marcos, capítulo 14, capítulo 14, vaya ahí, versículo
12,
dice, el primer día de la fiesta de los panes sin levadura,
and the first day of the unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go and prepare thou mayest eat the Passover?
Ahora, había una orden de cómo se tenía que sacrificar la Pascua.
There was an order when you had to sacrifice the Passover.
Y Jesús lo sabía.
And Jesus Christ knew that.
Él sabía que había una orden cómo se tenía que hacer. Ahora, usted y yo tenemos que entender que también, así como ellos tenían una orden para celebrar la Pascua,
like
nosotros también.
Passover,
y
so
dice en Éxodo capítulo 12,
and in Exodus
12:5, Éxodo 12:5,
Exodus 12:5,
el animal,
your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats.
Este pasaje y este pasaje están conectados juntos.
That passage is also connected.
Están conectados juntos, o sea que había una orden de cómo se tenía que hacer.
That shows that there was an order of how it had to be done.
Ahora el cordero tenía que ser sin defecto.
And the lamb must be without blemish.
Ahora nosotros ya tenemos en nuestro cordero pascual.
Now we already have our Passover.
Que es Cristo.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Tú tienes un cordero pascual.
You have your lamb without blemish.
Ahora dice allá en Juan capítulo 1, versículo 29. ¿Cómo
John,
tenía que ser el cordero?
Juan
1,
29. John 1, 29.
Nos dice cómo tenía que ser.
It says, it tells us how it had to be. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Era el Cordero de Dios.
He was the Lamb of God.
Y qué bendición que usted y yo tenemos un Cordero.
And what a blessing that you and I both have a Lamb.
Dice allá en Primera de Pedro, capítulo 1, versículo 19.
Primera de Pedro.
1:19.
First of Peter 1:19, it says, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Sino que con la sangre preciosa de Cristo como de un cordero sin mancha y sin contaminación. Ese cordero tenía que ser perfecto.
That lamb must be perfect.
Tenía que ser sin mancha.
It had to be without spots.
No tenía que ser quebrantado ningún hueso.
It cannot be broken in any type of
tenía
limbs.
Que ser perfecto.
It had to be perfect.
Por esa razón, antes que fueran las 6 de la tarde, Jesucristo ya había muerto en esa cruz.
That is why before 6 o'clock, Jesus Christ had to be crucified.
¿Verdad? Y le traspasaron la lanza para asegurarse que él estaba muerto.
And they ensured that he was dead. They killed him. They made sure that he was dead.
El que no moría a las 6 de la tarde tenía que ser quebrado de sus pies para que su cuerpo cayese y pudiera morir ahogado.
And anyone that had not passed away before 6 o'clock when they were crucified, they had to break their legs in order to choke or die on their own.
Pero Jesucristo ya había muerto.
But Jesus Christ had already passed
para
away.
Que se cumpliese la escritura.
So the scripture could be fulfilled.
Que él muriera sin ningún hueso quebrantado y fuera perfecto.
And so that none of his bones could be broken and he could die without blemish.
Y qué bendición tener a ese cordero que fue perfecto.
And thank God that we had that perfect lamb.
Ese cordero es tu Pascua.
That perfect lamb is the Passover.
Los judíos celebran la fiesta solemne de la Pascua.
The Jews, they celebrate their own Passover differently in their own way.
Pero celebran a un Dios que les dio victoria a ellos.
But they celebrate a God that gave them victory.
Pero tú y yo celebramos a un Cristo que fue muerto y resucitado por nosotros.
But both you and I celebrate a God that, or a Jesus that was crucified and resurrected.
Allá en Primera de Corintios capítulo 11, versículo 25.
First of Corinthians.
11:25. Asimismo tomó también la copa después de haber cenado y diciendo, esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre, hacer esto en memoria de mí todas las veces que la bebieres en memoria de mí.
After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as oft and as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Ahora los judíos,
now the Jews,
todavía celebran la fiesta de los tabernáculos.
Still celebrate the tabernacle party.
Y ellos se salen de sus casas.
And they leave their home.
Y se van a morar en chozitas chiquitas.
And they go stay in small homes.
Para recordar
in remembrance
que eran esclavos,
that they used to be slaves.
Para recordar de dónde Dios los sacó.
To remember where God took them out of.
Ahora tú y yo tenemos que recordar de dónde Dios nos sacó.
Now both you and I must remember where God took us out of.
Y nos trajo a su redil.
And brought us to him.
Y derramó su sangre por ti.
And shed his blood for you.
Ahora él tiene que ser tu celebración.
Now he must be your celebration.
Él tiene que ser tu alegría.
He must be your happiness.
Él tiene que ser tu gozo.
He must be your joy.
Él tiene que ser tu prioridad.
He must be your priority.
¿Verdad? Porque él es tu Pascua.
Because he is your Passover.
Ellos celebran sus fiestas todavía.
They still celebrate their parties.
Y a cada año las celebran.
Every year they celebrate.
Ahora tú y yo deberíamos de celebrar mucho más.
Now you and I must celebrate much more than that.
Y qué bendición poder recordar este día tan hermoso que Cristo es vuestra Pascua.
Now what a beautiful day to remember that Jesus is our Passover.
Dice allá en Éxodo capítulo 12, versículo 14.
Now in Exodus 12:14. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall be kept it as a feast by an ordinance forever.
Para siempre tenemos que recordar.
Forever we must remember.
Tienes que recordar a Cristo para siempre.
You must remember Jesus Christ forever.
Él es tu Pascua.
He is your Passover.
Es tu Redentor.
He redeems you.
Es tu Salvador.
He is your
es el que murió por ti.
He is the one that died for you.
Es el que te dio una vida nueva.
He is the one that gave you new life.
Es el que no valíamos nada.
We were worthless.
Pero él nos dio vida.
But he gave us life.
Tienes una vida nueva en Cristo.
You have a new life in
y
Jesus.
Y eso te
Christ.
Debería de llenar de gozo. El dinero no vale nada comparado con lo que Cristo nos da.
Money is worthless without compared to what Jesus Christ did for you.
Él dio todo por ti.
He gave everything for you.
A veces seguimos el materialismo de este mundo.
Sometimes we follow the materialistic things from this world.
En vez de seguir a Jesús.
Instead of following Jesus Christ.
Él es tu Pascua.
He is your Passover.
Él es tu Salvador.
He gave you salvation.
Él es tu amigo.
He is your friend.
Él es tu victoria.
He gives you victory.
Él nos dio un nuevo pacto.
He gave us a new pact.
Que lo alabemos a él.
That we must praise him.
Todo el tiempo.
All the time.
El Cordero.
The Lamb
ya fue crucificado
was already crucified
por nosotros.
For us.
Y deberíamos recordar
and we must remember
ese día
that day.
Tan hermoso.
So, such a beautiful day.
Te debería de llenar de gozo.
It should fulfill you with joy
que tu deuda fue pagada.
That your debt was paid on that cross.
Cristo lo pagó en esa cruz.
Jesus Christ paid it for you on that cross.
Él es tu Pascua.
He is your Passover.
Y él resucitó.
And he resurrected.
Por ti y por mí.
For you and I.
Para que tengamos.
So we could have.
Una resurrección también con él.
So we could also have a resurrection with him.
Este día se celebra.
that day, this today is celebrated.
La resurrección de Cristo.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
La tumba está vacía.
His tomb is empty.
Cristo resucitó.
Jesus Christ has resurrected.
Y tú también un día lo harás.
And so will you one day.
Cristo es tu Pascua.
Jesus is your Passover.
Y no hay cosa más hermosa.
And there is nothing more beautiful.
Entender.
To understand.
Que nuestro Cristo está vivo.
That Jesus Christ is alive.
Eso es todo lo que quería decir.
That's what I wanted to share with everyone.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful message today. The sinless Lamb of God has been crucified. But death could not conquer him. But on the third day, he rose from the dead. So that we have an eternity that we are going to be with him one day. So death is not the end of life, but that is the beginning of eternity for those who believe in Jesus Christ. Now the closing hymn.
God sent his son. His son died for us. One day we will cross that river and we will fight our final war with pain. But in the interim, we can face tomorrow because he lives. Please stand, turn to page 364 and sing with us perhaps one of the most dynamic songs ever written, Because He Lives.
Because I know.
receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.